This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Since 2018, a small group of artists in Grand Rapids have been hosting a weekend meal that is so full of realness, it will blow you away.
Okay. All right. We're going to go down. Now, obviously, I don't want to have to beat anybody up, so no booing, right? If you're going to boo for anybody, it's going to be me because I'm an awful person. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to do an old-fashioned lip-sync competition. Okay?
Coming next on a Shoot 69, ladies and gentlemen, she is our birthday girl. Give it up for Gabriella Stratton Galore!
If impersonating Beyoncé is your destiny, child, this one is for you. It's Drag Brunch. CEO Trevor Straub and brunchette and gender illusionist Gabriella Galore are part of the Brain Trust, inviting everybody to nosh and dish on the weekends with the mightiest of queens. And they're joining us today. Welcome both of you to Stateside.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
Hi, April. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about how Drag Brunch got started? I don't know, Trevor, would you like to begin?
Absolutely. It started on July 1st of 2018. I went kind of regularly to the local drag shows at the nightclub here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I found myself immensely impressed by the professionalism and the talent that I was witnessing on the stage. And after experiencing a drag brunch for my birthday the previous year in Washington, D.C., I felt this sudden urgency, you know, to bring this unrecognized art form to many people, to daytime entertainment, and to just broaden the spectrum.
Gabriella, had you ever been to a brunch before you started this?
Yeah, well, I love brunch. I love a good mimosa. So, but yes, I also have been to a lot of drag brunches before as well. I've been entertaining for about 8 years. So if I'm traveling around out of town and I see a drag brunch, I love to go and support. There's a very well-known drag brunch throughout the U.S. called Hamburger Mary's. That's a chain that they have. And they've done shows in lots of major cities. And that's where I kind of got my first taste of drag brunch. And then we also did have a, you know, kind of like an annual drag brunch here in Grand Rapids, but no one was doing it regularly in Grand Rapids. And I'm like, aren't we a major city? Why aren't we doing this?
Right. For those who have not had the pleasure yet, I mean, what is the full experience? It is not just sitting down to brunch with people. How do you describe what's happening?
Yeah, well, so drag brunch is definitely, it is like live theater, improv, comedy. It's kind of like, it's an experience is the only way I can say it. The show is very interactive. These queens have all different talents. You know, we do a lot of lip sync performances. Obviously, we're giving you, you know, gender illusion, which a lot of people, especially in the Midwest, aren't always that familiar with. And this is a way that's really easily accessible for a lot of people. So, and it's a comfortable setting too. You know, you come, you have great food, you have, you know, your best gal pals with you or your friends with you. And you get to see this show that for a lot of people, they don't get this opportunity to see it in the light of day. It's wacky. It's fun. You don't really ever know what to expect. It's different every time. So it's definitely something that you just have to experience at least once if you haven't already.
Gabriella, have the shows evolved over the past years?
Yes. So when we first started, you know, our structure has changed and we're kind of constantly adapting the show. We do different things where we have, you know, interactive games that we play with audience members and things like that. And we switch out those games just to keep people on their toes. And of course, all the brunchettes, we change our, you know, our costumes and the acts that we perform very frequently as well. So each time you go, even if you're a repeat bruncher, you can always get something new every time.
Or repeat offender, I suppose.
Yeah, repeat offender. That's a great way to put it.
Trevor, who does the food?
We partner with local venues. And it kind of gives the venues an opportunity to showcase, you know, if they're not a brunch spot, you know, it gives them a platform and an opportunity to show new people, new customers, what their kitchen is all about and what kind of food they're looking to give you. So that's actually the case for the first place we ever did a show. They were not a brunch spot, and they took on this opportunity with us and took a chance on us and, you know, debuted their brunch food through this event with us. So that was also really exciting and a cool thing to see that they continuously are doing brunch now.
So when I first heard about this, the first thing I couldn't believe was that you were getting people out of bed before noon. That's just... That's an achievement.
That is true. You know, I will say our partiers, the ones who definitely like to go out late at night and catch us at the nighttime shows, they usually come to the second showing, not the first showing at 11.
Well, the second thing that knocked me out about this is that you're doing this in Grand Rapids. Not that there are not quality queens there, because clearly that is not the case, but more that there might be places in larger towns in Michigan that might appear safer. Does it feel like a safe place to be out and doing this?
Yeah, you know, I've lived in Grand Rapids since 2009, and I come from a very rural, small town up north called Bear Lake, where my graduating class was in high school was 39 people. So, you know, someplace like Grand Rapids, I'm like, in my mind personally, I'm like, oh yeah, it's way safer for something like this. I think people traditionally viewed Grand Rapids as this very conservative place, but, you know, we're kind of in this cultural shift, I feel, especially for West Michigan, where you're seeing a lot more of, you know, progressive mindsets, a lot more, you know, innovation in a lot of ways. And one of those ways, I think we just kind of struck when the iron was hot, so to speak, with brunch. You know, had we done this maybe like 7-8 years ago, you know, it might have been a little bit different. But I think that there's just an increasingly open-minded population here in West Michigan, and we just happen to hit it at the right time. And it's so amazing to see how it's taken off and to see people's minds change as we do this too.
Trevor, have you ever had to deal with any hecklers or pushback from within the community or people coming to Grand Rapids to give you a hard time?
We try to do one destination show a month. So, you know, we do two local shows here in Grand Rapids and then one out of town. So with that being said, I think it was our second time going to Holland. Mm-hmm. We did receive some criticism from the former mayor of Holland, actually. And, you know, she just was publicly speaking in not a very appropriate way. And also in Spring Lake, we had protesters outside during our performances. But I will tell you that after the first show, our audiences actually counter-protested them and showed us tremendous amounts of love outside. And, you know, that's not what we want. Like, those are not the kind of reactions that we want. So I kept telling, you know, the entertainers, I said, don't give them any pieces of mind. Don't look at them through the windows. Just, we're here to do what we do, and they can waste their time outside with incorrect sign spellings.
Well, I mean, I feel like part of the whole art is really having something to offer back to anyone who's heckling, very much like with stand-up comedy.
Right.
Gabriella, would you say that's you have an
absolutely.
MO?
Absolutely. I will tell you, you know, like within the venue, we of course were cracking jokes and making fun. But, you know, one thing, because we did have, you know, a couple of people from the local paper there and things like that, we wanted to of course best represent our community. And for us to do that, you know, we don't want to engage negativity. But for every one protester that we had, and there really weren't that many of protesters, but for every one protester we had, there was three counter protesters. And these were people just walking by on the street, you know, people who lived in the town, and they just saw what was happening and they felt a need to stop. So it wasn't just the audience members who were to our show that was counter protesting. It was just people who were walking on the street that were like, this is not what our community represents. So again, we just really are noticing that there is a shift, a cultural and a mental shift, and people, you know, want us in their community, and they understand what we're doing and they love what we're doing.
If you're just joining us, my guests are Gabriella Galore and Trevor Straub. They are part of the crew that originated Michigan Drag Brunch. Gabriella, would you tell us what you feel like you bring to the stage?
Oh my gosh. Well, it depends on the day, what hair I have on and how I'm feeling. But what I bring to the stage, I think, is a perspective that not a lot of people get to experience. You know, I'm somebody who's part of, you know, a minority community, and I want to share, you know, my story. So I think that's what I bring each and every time I take the microphone. You know, I tell people I'm from a small little town in Michigan. I am, you know, a rural community member. I know what it's like to be from Michigan, but I also am different in a lot of ways, and here's what's different. And I think I wow a lot of people with, you know, what I look like when I'm not in drag versus when I'm in drag. And I think that just amazes people to see that somebody who comes from, you know, a tiny town up north in Michigan come and, you know, I cross-dress on the weekends, and it's insane to think that this is my career. And I just, I hope I bring, you know, a perspective that people can see and go like, wow, this is really cool. You can be, you know, a queer person who does something that's a little outside the box and still be accepted by, you know, the greater community. So I bring myself to the stage each and every time. And of course, the glamorous hair and the costumes and sequins and rhinestones so bright that it'll blind you if you stare too long. You know, that's always, of course, what I bring too.
My personal favorite is the rainbow leotard.
Oh, thank you so much. I love that costume too. I feel very pride appropriate when I wear it.
Yes.
Drag Brunch has some ties with HQ, which is the drop-in center for young people in housing crisis.
Yes,
a great many of whom are part of the LGBTQ community.
Yeah.
Why was that important?
So this was HQ was a huge important thing for us because, you know, as queens, drag queens in general are known for being activists in a lot of ways. Like, I mean, I don't think you can do drag without being an activist in some way. It just kind of is innate part of it. And HQ was a way for us to give back to not only our community, but just the community of West Michigan in general. So HQ, for those that don't know, is a local nonprofit. It's a drop-in shelter for youth struggling with unstable or unsafe housing conditions, ages 14 to 24. So it's kind of like that group where, you know, you might be living at a home, but, you know, if you come out as gay, you know, might not have a home the next day. So it's like, what do you do? Where do you go for resources? How do you continue, you know, living your life? It's very difficult. So the drop-in is for all people ages 14 to 24, but of those who have been helped, they've helped over 1,750 non-repeated youths since they've opened their doors 5 years ago. And of those, over 30% of them identify as part of the LGBT community, which if you think of it in terms of, you know, a minority community, for 30% out of that 1,750, it's absolutely outrageous to think that that many people are being told in 2020 that because of, you know, who they love or who they are, that they're not worthy of love or, you know, a home. So it was super important for us to have something to anchor as like our mission. Like, why, what are we doing this for? And that is what we are doing it for.
When you take the show on the road, do queer folk come up and talk to you about the fact that they really don't have access to this community in any other way?
I mean, absolutely. I think there's a lot of people, queer people, who come to our show and are like, you know, wow, I never thought I would, you know, be able to see this in my hometown, let alone in the light of day. But more importantly, we have people who are not part of the LGBT community come up and say, you know, wow, I've never experienced anything like this. Like, I've never heard this perspective, or I've never heard of HQ. I've never seen any, you know, anyone like you. And I'm like, well, I'm glad that I get to be your first experience. And like, now that you know what's going on, and they get impassioned and they get emboldened to want to help. And that's really what we aspire to do. And that's really what makes us happy, is when we inspire people outside of the community to be like, we want to be involved too.
You never forget your first drag brunch.
Never. Oh my gosh, never.
Well, as you kind of alluded to, there are drag brunches in other places. What's really unique about Michigan Drag Brunch that maybe you wouldn't see in Chicago or DC or Atlanta?
Well, I would like to say that Michigan Drag Brunch has broke 2 world records for the largest drag brunches ever. The first was last year in 2019 for our St. Patrick's Day brunch. We had over 300 people at the JW Marriott. And then just this past January, we broke our own record with over 600 people at the JW Marriott as well. So I want people to know, like, this is, you know, quality entertainment for a fantastic cause. So get your butts out there. Go enjoy a Sunday fun day and, you know, give back to the community in the most fun way I know how.
Smashing. Gabriella Galore and Trevor Straub of Michigan Drag Brunch have been my guests today. Thank you both so much. And please save us a plate for the next one, would you?
You got it, girl. Let me know when you're coming.